when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ho, ho, ho! It is the fabulous, the one, the only Gemma Collins podcast. So today, my fabulous podcast is back, where I give you real talk, no fluff, telling you straight how it is. And I just want to say, I just love you lot so much. You've been sending me messages, and I've got to say, your questions are amazing, which of course, I'm going to be answering for you. But first, I've got so much to tell you about my week. Darlings, OMG, it feels like ages since I last spoke to you, but it's only been a week. I am really excited for this episode because I have been up to so much. I've got so much to tell you about. Like, literally, it's been non-stop, but I've got to just talk about one thing that's going on. I don't feel Christmassy. I don't know why I don't feel Christmassy. I've been watching the Christmas movies. I've been eating mince pies. I've done it all. I've even put in my phone for Santa Claus to give me a call. But I don't feel Christmassy. And I just want to address it because I'm putting lots of pressure on myself to feel Christmassy. But there's a huge elephant in the room. And I think everyone's feeling it. At the end of the day, there is a lot going on out there and, you know, cost of living crisis, people's electricity's gone up. I normally light my house up like Whoville from The Grinch. Even I've cut back this year and I just feel like there's a vibe in the atmosphere and it doesn't feel Christmassy. So I've been like, I'm normally Mrs. Santa Claus. I absolutely love everything to do with Christmas. But for some reason this year, it just does not feel Christmassy. You know, there's so much going on out there regarding people can't pay their bills, people's mortgages have gone up. You know, it just doesn't feel right this year to have such a big over-the-top material-fueled Christmas. And I feel like Christmas is going to be in a couple of weeks. And I hope the spirit kicks in for me. You know, I did say to Mark, my agent, as you know, I'm with him most days, I hope that someone who really needs my help will present themselves to me so I can help a family this Christmas or pay for someone's heating or even give them, you know, the best Christmas dinner of their life because there is so many people out there struggling. And I think it's about going back to the basics and remembering what the spirit of Christmas is about. It's not all about designer presents. It's not all about spending loads and loads of money. You know, if there's people out there feeling pressured, just don't feel the pressure. Just don't do it. Do something sentimental. I've found this year that everyone is getting more of a sentimental gift from me rather than a monetary value gift. And it's totally fine and it's totally acceptable. And, you know, if anyone is out there now feeling the pinch of Christmas, don't put yourself through it. Take a deep breath. You know, Christmas is going to be on a budget this year for everybody. And, you know, I think it'd be really crass if it wasn't on a budget. I've certainly cut back on my decorations. I've not bought any Christmas food yet or any chocolates yet because, to be honest with you, I don't want to have any excess waste in the house. You know, regarding turkeys, I say let's all have a turkey-free Christmas. Nobody wants to kill turkeys. Let the turkeys go. Let them be free. You know, there's a shortage of turkeys. Why don't everyone this year say we're having a turkey-free Christmas and save the turkeys? I would like everyone listening to my podcast to do something really honourable this year. Rather than, you know, just spend, throw money at something, do something good for someone. And last Christmas, I helped a single mum out with three children. I paid for all of their Christmas dinner. And you know what? It made me feel so good to do something that I knew was going to have such a huge impact and take the pressure off the single mum with three young boys. I just felt so good about it. So I'm urging everyone out there, if you know anyone that is in need of help, basically, you can change their lives for the better this Christmas, then do it. Please, guys, GC style, open your hearts, do something to help others. It will make you feel so good. And also bear in mind the reality of the situation that's going on out there. No joke, I have been lighting candles like they're going out of fashion. Every time Rami goes to put the lights on in the house, I'm like, turn the lights off, Ram. My nephew Hayden come round, he wanted the air conditioning on. I'm like, why do you want the air conditioning on? It's freezing outside. And he's like, the house is too hot. And I'm like, Hayden, no air con. You know, this is like serious times, guys. And we've all got to pull and rein ourselves in. But I have been a busy bee, a very, very busy bee. I'm going to go back through my camera roll because I've been that busy. I don't know if any of you, I just always forget what happened yesterday. People go to me, what'd you do yesterday? And I'm like, I can never, ever remember because I live my life so to the wire. Oh, I know what I did. Hang on, I'm still flicking through. Channel 4 called me up. And they said, we want the GC. And I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? And they said, we're going to take you to Austria and we are going to make a show called The Greatest Snowman. And I was like, what does that involve? And they said, you are going to sculpt a snowman on the ice. So I was like, yeah, all right then, who's doing it? One of the most hilarious people I've met all this year. Sue Perkins is my new bestie. Me and her absolutely hit off. For anyone that doesn't know who Sue is, she is from the Mel and Sue show. I arrived at the airport. It was so embarrassing. Simon from the Inbetweeners was there, but I could, oh no, not Simon, Joe. Joe was there from the Inbetweeners. But for some reason, I kept wanting to call him Simon. So I ended up calling him Inbetweener. And he is the most adorable guy ever. And it was so nice to get to know him as Joe rather than the Inbetweener. Mel was there from Kiss FM, Melvin O'Doom. Gareth Malone was there, who is an amazing singer. He was such a character. Me and him kept bursting into song on the Alps. We was having such a fun time. And also I met the most amazing girl. Like, she totally blew me away. And her name's Yinka. And for any of you that know her, she is absolutely incredible. And she has made some unbelievable documentaries. I mean, I was blown away with what she was telling me about some of the documentaries. But I found it was like a really random group of people, but we just got on so well. So I'm in Austria. I've got all the ski outfits. I've got all the gear and no idea. I didn't attempt to put any skis on my feet, but I certainly had a wonderful Austrian time. And I got to be honest with you, I was exhausted up and down them mountains walking. I'm telling you now, I certainly got my steps in on that trip. I can't tell you too much about the show because it's going to be out on Boxing Day. But all I can say is it is one to watch. People were flabbergasted, outstanding, and to be honest with you, in total shock about what I sculpted on the ice. So I certainly gave everyone a fantastic show on Boxing Day. It was really hard to say goodbye to Sue Perkins because I've not laughed. I've got a really random sense of humour and so is so, but together we just was nonstop hilarious. And I was like, so there's a TV show in us, honey. And I was just like, thank God I've met someone as fabulous as me. So that was Austria. From Austria, I come back to the UK. I have 24 hours in the UK, cuddle my cat, Snowy Bill. She is mother's daughter. I love her. If any of you are late to my podcast, Snowy Bill, when I rescued her, was a little kitten. Took her to the vet. We thought she was a girl, so I got the pink bowls. I got it all. Snowy Bill is my princess. Couple of months down the line, Snowy Bill grows testicles. And it's now too late to, well, I could have bought blue bowls or silver bowls, but I love Snowy Bill and I love it that she's a girl, but she's not, she's a boy. So Snowy Bill is my gender neutral cat. So literally I had 24 hours to cuddle Snowy Bill and I was off to Poland. Now, all of you are thinking, OMG, what is the GC doing in Poland? I have got so many lovely Polish friends and one of my Polish friends, who I've known for at least 10 years, makes the best food ever. And I always said, I'm coming to Poland, I'm coming to Poland, I'm coming to Poland. And they was like, you've got to come. So I was like, do you know what? December, it's a bit of a boring month. There's not always so much going on. I'll check out the price of the flights. They were so cheap. I was like, let's all go to Poland. So 24 hours back from Austria, I've got the cold buzz. It was so cold in Austria, I can't tell you. So literally, there I was on a plane to Poland after 24 hours with Snowy Bill. There I was in a Christmas market. It was the best, most randomest thing I'd ever done. It was so nice. Like, you know, when you go to Christmas markets in London, they're a bit commercial. What I loved about being in Poland was the food. I loved the cleanliness of Krakow, but I absolutely loved the architecture of the buildings. It was absolutely stunning. And I'm really looking forward to going back and spending more time there. I tried all the local cuisine. I met this big Viking kind of man on the market and he had a sword in his hand and I had a picture with him. That was random. And then I saw 2 hours from Poland in Zakopane, there was a thermospa. So off I go to the thermospa. You couldn't write it. Traveled 2 hours in the car with my friend and she decides to go into an oxygen barrier where you breathe in oxygen. And I was like, all right then, hun, I'm up for breathing in oxygen. Apparently it makes you look younger, has all these amazing health benefits. When in Poland, let's do it. Anyway, goes into the chamber and literally my ears started popping. So I was like, hell no, I do not want my ears to go funny. So I was like, don't worry, I'll head over. You go in the oxygen chamber and I'll see you after. So literally there I go back into the spa. I'm like, can I go in the sauna? The girl goes, yeah, there's the key for the locker. So I bust out a GC swimming costume. I go into the spa. This man starts shouting at me to get naked. Get naked. He's going to me, get naked. You're not allowed in here. Get naked. I was like, oh my God, what am I being filmed here? Is this like some sort of joke? Anyway, obviously I speak English, the guy speaks Polish. I'm like in total shock, looking around at everyone. They've got towels around them. I didn't realize there was all different parts to the sauna and the thermo spa. I ended up in the naked part. They wanted me to go stark, you know what, naked. And I was like, no, I am not going naked in here. That would literally be everyone's Christmases coming at once. So I skedaddled out of there, rung my friend, and I was like, you need to come. They're telling me I've got to strip naked. Anyway, she then can't get out the oxygen chamber because you've got to let the pressure come down before you're allowed back into normal pressure. You couldn't write it. Anyway, 2 hours later, we were laughing our heads off. We finished the day with massages and facials. And we had such a laugh. As I come out of the spa, I didn't realize how cold -5 was. It was so cold. I obviously had wet hair. done this other really random treatment whilst I was there. I laid in a bath of mud from the Polish mountains. Well, I got to say it worked because I had the most itchiest athlete's foot. Like, I could not tell you. I was putting cream on it morning, noon and night. And I literally went in this bath with the mud from the mountains. I'm always up for doing this mad stuff. And literally, I've not had an itch ever since. It cured my athlete's foot. Anyway, me being me, comes out the spa, -5, not experienced it before, catch a terrible cold. So literally, on the way home from Poland, the sniffle started and I've been laid up for a couple of days, but I'm one of these people, I cannot rest. I rest for like an hour. Then I'm like, something needs doing, washing needs doing, this needs doing, that needs doing. So yeah, everyone was telling me to bed rest, but I'm like, nah, there's too much to do. Also this week, my best friend, I got home from Poland on the Thursday and I promised to do her Christmas decorations. So literally I rung her up. I'm like, bestie, I'm coming to do your decks. She's like, okay, my husband's at golf. I'm like, great, because he's going to go mad when he sees all the decorations. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's always good to make someone's day or someone's festivities. And, you know, like, everyone needs a hug and a bit of love and a laugh every day. And if you can make that happen for someone, then do it. So I turn up, the car was full to the brim. And I've changed the theme this year at my house. I've gone very Kim K. I've gone very like plain trees, like back to nature with a bit of snow on them. Obviously, it's fake snow. But I took around all my red and green from last year. And who needs a man? Who run the world? Girls. We got up on a roof. I wouldn't recommend this to anyone listening to the podcast. Her roof was flat. But we couldn't wait for our husband to come home from golf to stick the reefs up. So fair play to us both. We was up the ladder. Well, I held the ladder. I put her up there. Trust me, to have a best friend that is like a Victoria's Secrets model. She can eat whatever she wants and doesn't put on a scrap of weight. So literally, she went up the ladder. Wise decision. And we were so proud of ourselves. On the way round there, again, I wanted to make a day, so I turn up and bought her some seafood from our favourite fish restaurant in Essex. And this is what I'm saying, guys, like, try and do something nice for people. It makes you feel so good. And I think everyone's been through so much the last couple of years that just by spreading a little bit of cheer can change someone's life. So, you know, if you're looking to do Christmas on a budget, if you kind of look to nature, you will always find something. So, you know, buy a cheap wreath, but go into the woods, grab some fresh holly, grab some twigs, you know, make it look amazing. You can really do Christmas, like make things look so pretty, even if you get like a plain candle and you put it in like a glass bowl, or put tea lights in a vase and fill it halfway up with water. It's all them little touches that can really have a lot of impact, you know, and you can do Christmas on a budget. You can also charge everyone to come to your house for Christmas dinner. Why not? Anything goes. It's 2022.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. Hey.
Guys, so enough about me. I could talk all day about me and the antics that I get up to. You would not believe what happens to me. My partner always says to me, Gemma, you need to slow down. I'm like, what do you mean I need to slow down? I said, Ram, I like to be busy. He's like, I've never met anyone that just crams so much into 1 week. Guys, I'm going to give you some fabulous tips on what to watch on TV this week if you want something to get your teeth into. So I was having a vindaloo down my local curry house with my brother, and he goes to me, have you seen Wednesday? And I was like, no. And me and my brother absolutely loved the Addams Family when we were children. And he was like, put it on. I've been up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching Wednesday. The actress in it is amazing. Catherine Zeta-Jones is incredible in it. And I have been absolutely gripped. And I'm definitely a binge watcher. I just get so into it, especially if I love it. So if any of you are looking for something amazing to watch this week, watch Wednesday. And a very funny story about me and Catherine Zeta-Jones. I was in Venice a few years ago and we was at a hotel and I ordered a truffle pasta off the menu. And the waiter said, good choice, madam. Catherine just ordered that. And I said, Catherine. And he said, Zeta-Jones. And I was like, oh my God, she was here. She's eating the same pasta that I'm eating. So me and Catherine obviously love a bit of truffle. We're destined to meet. I love Michael Douglas as well. Another thing whilst you're on the topic, I was always envious that Martine McCutcheon was a bridesmaid for, what was her name again? Oh yeah, Liza Minnelli. Oh my God, imagine. I need something like that to happen to me. But another thing you guys always message me about, which I just want to touch on, is how to become a girl boss. You know, for anyone that doesn't know what a girl boss is, it's a term used to describe a woman who is self-made, running their own business and acting as their own boss. So the way to be a girl boss is follow your intuition. I'm a leader. I was born a leader. I like to lead. I like to delegate. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I feel. And being a girl boss is about having that inner confidence and delivering your messages to people, in a powerful way. And that's not by shouting. That's not by being bullish. It is just basically a girl boss is someone who, you know, just feels their empowerment. Like, I was always very ambitious and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think if anyone out there wants to be a girl boss, always be true to yourself, like follow your heart, do what you think's right. And it's not easy being a girl boss because sometimes you have to make decisions that people are not comfortable with. And, you know, but that's what sets you aside. That's what makes you a girl boss. You know, sometimes in business, you have to make decisions that are not personal. It just comes down to business. And I think being a girl boss, you've got to have the confidence to do it. Like, I always have my own opinion. I always form my own opinion. I don't listen to anyone else. You know, I'll listen to what they've got to say, but I'll always make my own mind up. And, you know, you've also got to remember, if you want to be a girl boss, that you chase no one, you don't need any validation, and you basically can handle your own business. But for anyone out there that doesn't want to be a girl boss, just remember you still are equally as fabulous. And, you know, I think 5 really important motivational things you should say to yourself every day is that you are smart, you are talented, you are worthy, and you are capable. And, you know, you deserve everything the world has to offer. It is so true. And, You know, Taylor Swift said once, I do not need some guy around in order to get inspiration, in order to make a great record, in order to live my life, in order to feel okay about myself. And I wanted to show my fans the same thing. You know, there's so many women out there constantly putting out positive messaging. And, you know, we're living in different times. I think, you know, my mum's generation, it was all about getting married and, you know, having a family and settling down. Whereas in my generation and all you generations out there, it doesn't matter, guys. You just got to keep doing you, hun. Now for my favourite part of the podcast, it's where you guys write into me and you ask me questions about me that you want to know. So, of course, darlings, I'm going to tell you all about it. One of my favourite topics is talking about me, the GC. Oh my God, guys, your messages are amazing. Thank you so much. You're emailing in, you're contacting me on my Instagram. I just want to thank you so much. So let's kick off with the first one. Katie messaged in and she said, what's your biggest achievement from 2022? Katie, that is so easy for me to answer. It is my house. I think you always dream about, you know, the house, kind of house you want to live in. But I think, you know, as this year's gone on and I've started to do the house up and the house has given me so much peace regarding, you know, when I do my garden, when I grow my vegetables. You know, for me, my biggest achievement in 2022 was buying my house. It really was a dream come true. I'm still holding out for the stately home, honey. You know, like Dollywood, Dolly Parton. We need like a GC homage in the UK. So I'm working on it. That might come in a few years' time, Katie. Thank you for that message, Katie. That is so sweet. Ella wrote in and she asked me, what would your dream job be if you weren't doing what you're doing? OMG, what would that be? I mean, let's be fair, I couldn't work in a library because I'd get sacked on the first day. I've done so many jobs. On my next podcast, I'm going to tell you every job I had since the age of 13. You would not believe it. I used to get sacked from so many jobs. What would my dream job be? Do you know what it would be? Working, saving animals, rescuing animals. That would be my dream job. That would totally be my dream job. It really upsets me to see all the cruelty that goes on to animals in the world. If you know anyone being cruel or mistreating an animal, make that phone call, make it stop. Please, guys, I'm urging you. Ella, thank you for that message. Olivia contacted to say, what's your take on having kids, not having kids, discussing that with friends and family? Well, Olivia, honey, Naomi Campbell just had a baby at 50. Which is amazing for someone like me. You know, I haven't been fortunate enough to fall pregnant. You know, I've been trying for absolute years and it just doesn't seem to happen. And then I look at Naomi Campbell and she had her baby at 50. I'm not sure if it was through surrogate or, you know, but there's options out there. I also loved a quote. And I read an article on Jennifer Aniston and she said, do not define me as a woman because I don't have children. And I thought, yes, Jennifer. And then, you know, I also think having children is not for everybody. You know, I'm getting to an age now where I would love children. That's the next chapter for me. But for some reason, it doesn't happen. And, you know, I really need to start looking into why it's not happening because, you know, I do really want to have a mini GC running around the house with Snowy Belle. But the Kardashians, I watch it on TV and they make it. I know they've had complications and they have surrogates, but I also think, you know, there's positive messaging there. You can. There is so much help out there if you want children. And, you know, that's why I'm not putting the pressure on myself. I do need to start investigating it next year. And please, you know, it will happen. But I don't feel that it's even an issue. You know, if you want children and you're lucky enough to have children, that's amazing. But if you don't want children, you haven't got to explain that to anybody. So, Olivia, don't feel any pressure, honey, and always stay fabulous GC style. And the last one is Belinda. Belinda has asked me, I love that name, Belinda. What are your top three ride or dies? Well, definitely my mum, definitely my dad, and definitely my best friend from school, Vicky. I've got so many ride or dies, my nephews, my brother. Yeah, all my friends, really. I think you do realise that you can count your friends on one hand, and it's so important to cherish and love your friends and hold them dear because, you know, throughout life you're going to meet a lot of people that want you for the wrong reasons or hang about you for the wrong reasons. So your ride or dies, you really need to cherish them. Now, if you want my advice next week, don't forget to drop me a message or voice note on Instagram or TikTok, honeys. Now, I hope you have enjoyed today's podcast. I've really enjoyed speaking to you. There is so much I've got to tell you about leading up to Christmas. But my message to you is, and it is so important, I want to leave you with a motivational message on yourselves about Christmas. And, you know, please don't put any pressure on yourselves because you don't just need to give gifts at Christmas. You know, I'm a very giving person. I give all throughout the year. But for anyone that is finding it stressful, I just want you to just take a moment, have a deep breath and take that pressure off. You know, tips I can give you is ease the Christmas stress by drawing up a budget. You know, don't overspend. It's not worth it because you're the one that has to suffer in January and February and March and probably the whole year paying back credit cards. It's not worth it. You know, set your expectations realistically. You know, your families will understand, you know, what's more important, paying your heating bill, putting food on the table, or buying someone a bottle of perfume and lipstick. Like, let's put it into perspective. And like, don't put pressure on people. Like, I see, you know, a lot of the youngsters today on the Instagram, you know, constantly comparing their lives and, oh, so-and-so's boyfriend bought her this or so-and-so's girlfriend bought her this. You know, guys, don't worry about what people buy on anyone. A lot of stuff is fake for the gram anyway. Just keep it real. Give from your heart. Like my best friends this year, we all went to Tenerife. You know, I'm cutting back massively as well. And I was just like, what would be a really lovely present that I could give them that sparks a memory? Everyone's present this year has a memory attached to it. And I have given them all a photo frame of us all on a boat in Tenerife. And literally, I know every time they look at that picture, them moments will last with my best friends forever. And the way I look at it is, it's a priceless present because it's a beautiful memory and it's a beautiful moment that we all had together. And, you know, I just don't want people putting any financial pressures on themselves. No one is to be isolated at Christmas. If you feel or if you know anyone that is going to be isolated this year, then please reach out to them. If there's family tensions, you know, it's always very hard in families, you know, if there's any tensions, it can also be really difficult with separation and divorce as well. And bereavement, you know, bereavement is very, very hard at Christmas time. And, you know, Christmas is not always a happy time for everyone. Like, let's just keep it real, you know, just do what I'm trying to say, guys, is just do what suits you and what is best for you. Prioritize your mental health, prioritize yourself, prioritize you in the mayhem. And, you know, don't feel the pressure. Someone said to me the other day, are you going out with a bang this year, GC? And I thought, nah, hun, get that fire exit door. I'm not. I thought, darling, I'm a bang every day. I go out with a bang every day. I just want to go out the end of the year just being me. One of my famous quotes, I remembered it the other day and I thought that's the best thing I ever said. No one needs to end this year with a bang. No one needs to end this year with a massive paycheck. No one needs to end this year, you know, being a size 10 or whatever you want to be. Like, take the pressure off, guys. It is so important that you just do what's right for you. I thought I'm going to go out in the end of the year with a nice brandy on a cube of ice and just loving and appreciating everything I've got, because I don't need to put on this big party and this big parade on Instagram. You know, I just don't need to prove anything. And I think when you get to my age, you know, you give zero F's about proving anything to anybody. And it's a beautiful feeling. So the message in this, guys, is just do you, huns. So I've got to sign off now because I've got to get Rami's dinner in the oven. Oh, so glamorous. Oh, so glamorous. He has got mince, carrots, mash and dumplings tonight and is going to enjoy every mouthful of it. Well, I don't know if he is, but I hope he is. I'm going to do a side of cauliflower and some broccoli and some sweet corn, and he's going to thoroughly enjoy it, I hope. So, guys, I hope you've enjoyed today, Gemma Collins podcast, produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Now, don't forget to follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review. Do it now, honeys. Do it now. Please do it now. I need your positive feedback. I need your reviews. Get in contact with me on TikTok or Instagram and stay fabulous. I will be back next week with another fabulous podcast. Lots of love.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.